Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. And I told you we had some young people coming in from Clear Lake today to talk. And we start out with two. We have more on the way, making their way across town as they come in this direction. So let me let you guys introduce yourselves. And you are?
I'm Matt Moore.
Matt, and you're a senior, right?
I'm a senior.
Yeah. And you are?
I'm Macy Wilkie, and I'm also a senior.
Well, Macy and Matt. Right on time. You guys are ready to go, and hope the others are not too far behind anyway, so they'll be here in a minute. What's the show? What are you guys putting on at Clear Lake? What's going to happen?
We are putting on Spy School. Yep. And it's about... Do you want to explain that?
It's kind of a comedy in a certain sense because there's a lot of laughs that happen. And I mean, the general storyline is just a high school girl gets thrown into the CIA and has to do an undercover mission.
An undercover mission.
Yep, that's correct.
And the mission is?
To find the Russian spy and stop their evil plot.
Oh, okay. All right. What parts do you guys play?
I play Priscilla, which is the lead of the Mean Girls, so I tease on Jane, who is trying to find the Russian spy the whole time. So that's been a fun task for me because I'm not used to being mean.
I was going to say, now you've been in here we've been talking for about 10 minutes or so. You are not a mean girl. I can tell that. She's always laughing, smiling, right? That's yeah. Weird. Like, yeah, she's not the mean girl. No. And what part do you play then?
I play Blake Moore, the most cool CIA, and he is supposed to be the cool looking CIA that is just naturally good at what he does.
Is it in the last name, or how does that work? Then the Moore, does that make
yep?
Does that make it cool?
It makes it pretty cool because I mean I'm still Mr. Moore.
You're still Mr. Moore all the way through. All right, okay. Well, you know you probably wanted that part.
Yep, that's right.
How much singing is there? Is there music in this show then too, or is it just all
no? It's
straight
just
acting.
All straight acting because it's just a play. So, but we still have fun.
Still have fun.
Yeah.
All right. You want to tell us about some of the other parts and some of the other performers are going to try to get in here as quickly as they can, and we'll sneak them on if we can. But who else has big parts in this show?
I would say, like, I have a posse of mean girls, so I have two other girls that I kind of boss around, and they're like, I'm like the leader and dictator of them. And if I yell at them, they freak out. So, but they're pretty big. There's also Spencer. Do you want to explain who Spencer is?
So Spencer is the quote-unquote big nerd, and he is quite a comic. I can't lie; it's pretty funny to watch him on stage because he just is so good at what he does because he plays it perfectly, and it's really fun to watch him up there because he always gets a big laugh.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Now we have two people that just came in. They're catching their breath because they were running. I'm gonna let them breathe for just a second. And then we can maybe switch out. Let you guys slide in. You want to do that now? You guys, are you able? Jump in, grab the chairs, pull up a microphone. We were calling you out. Did you get caught by any red lights along the way, or
yes. No? Because we zoomed through the yellow.
Oh yeah,
yes, zoomed through the yellow.
I think we got caught by one.
Oh, well, it happens. It happens.
We took a right turn, so we avoided it.
Oh, good, good. Well, good to have you here. Tell us your names now. You want to go first?
I think the star should go first.
Is Evelyn Hickman, and I'm a senior at Clear Lake High School.
Evelyn, good.
I'm Christopher Long, and I'm a senior at Clear Lake High School.
And just so you guys know, these other two guys have been saying nothing but good things about you both.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yes.
Well, I guess we got to praise them a little bit.
Yes, though. That's right. What part do you play in the show?
I play the role of Jane Doe, the lead female character.
Jane Doe, the lead female character.
Yes.
So what does Jane Doe, when you go home at night, what do you take home from Jane Doe?
Well, in the script, the bio is Jane Doe, an ordinary American teenage girl. So do what you will with that information.
Very good. How about your part?
I'm Bruce Waters, the school dreamboat. Every girl wants me. Every guy wants to be my friend.
Just the way he said that. These other two back here, you guys can't see them. They're laughing. They're just laughing. But that's fun, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So, like they were talking about it, it's serious, but yet there are some fine moments of smiles and chuckles in this show.
It's very funny.
It's very funny?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good deal. When are the shows now for people that want to go to this show at Clear Lake?
Well, we're holding a middle school one tomorrow for the middle schoolers, so I hope they're ready for that. But it's only the first act. Then Thursday will be parent night. And then Friday and Saturday, I believe, are our main shows mm-hmm. for people.
At 7 everyone. O'clock and at E.B. Stillman in Clear Lake.
E.B. Stillman. And
it's $5 for admission.
Yeah, it's $5 at the door, or should they buy them in advance, or how are you doing
at
that?
At the door.
Right at the door?
Yep.
Okay. And E.B. Stillman, I mean, I'm trying to think, what's that hold? It's a big auditorium. So
yes. Very big.
So people should be able to get in. That shouldn't be a problem.
Yep. Make it easy for you guys.
You guys having fun doing this show then, too?
Oh, most yes. definitely.
Have you been, and all four of you now, you two can kind of, why don't you come out and lean in on a microphone with these other two. Have you all done shows before?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I have a whole resume, whole list.
Do you want to take that to college then, too? Do you want to do that
yeah.
in college?
Yes, for sure.
Where are you going?
I'm considering you and I at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. How about you? Do you see yourself? Have you done a lot of these?
I've done a handful of them. I've done a middle school show, and then all throughout high school, I've done quite a few shows.
Good. Do you want to do any theater type stuff in college too?
I don't know if I'm looking into that, but it's always a possibility.
It's a good side hobby.
Yeah,
side
exactly.
Hobby. You like music, though. You were telling me.
Yes.
You're going to do music someplace.
Yep. I'm looking into music education.
Awesome. Very good. And you're not decided yet?
Not decided yet, right. But I'm thinking NIAC or UNI.
Yes, good choices. There you go. And
I've been in a lot. I was I used to live in Wisconsin and did leads and musicals there. Did some acting for a professional acting company actually. But I will be going to Iowa State and like as a side hustle or like an activity, I'll be doing theater and choir and stuff like that.
So. As a side hustle. Where were you at in Wisconsin? Now come on back here.
Hayward.
Hayward, Wisconsin. That is by... lean in close. Come on.
It's an hour and a half from, like, Duluth, Superior.
I was going to say, that's way up north.
Oh, yeah. Cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, Duluth, Superior. Cool place, though. Very nice up that way. And you have been in a lot of shows?
I would say a few since eighth grade. This will be my last one at Clear Lake, obviously, since I'm a senior. But, yeah. It's been a nice, fun ride with everybody here.
What do you see yourself doing in college?
I'm thinking either an English major or one in music, or maybe switching between the two in a major and minor.
Do you know where you're going to school?
Most likely UNI.
Okay.
It's a really nice school.
Mm-hmm. Very good school. Very good. Guys, I appreciate you coming in, and people should go see the show again.
Sure.
Let's see. Definitely.
You got the middle schoolers tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got parents on Thursday. And then the other shows are, again, when?
Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock in E.B. Stillman Auditorium. $5 admission.
Guys, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Good to have you in. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for all of North Iowa.
Please join Charleston Excavating and remember why we observe Veterans Day. Honor and remember the sacrifice.